As host of next year's NFL draft, Nashville officials anticipate exposure on a level the city hasn't seen before. Tens of thousands of attendees are expected during the three-day festival, with potentially more than 40 million TV viewers catching a glimpse of the city. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on the logistics of hosting such an event.
An estimated 400,000 attended this year's draft in Dallas for the player selection and all that surrounds it, like exhibits, autograph sessions, concerts, and big parties. And Butch Spearden, CEO of the Convention and Visitors Corporation, says a whole lot of downtown Nashville will be committed to the action.
The Music City Center, the Symphony Hall, a sand amphitheater, this location in Lower Broad, the pedestrian bridge, and Titan Stadium. I would say the majority of that will be used, not all of it.
A raft of details must be hammered out before April, including how to share space with the already scheduled Rock and Roll Marathon and a potential overlap with a Predators playoff run. But even to land the bid, the city had to show how it handles other big-time events, like CMA Fest and New Year's Eve, and prove that enough new hotel rooms are coming online. All told, Spearden expects an event budget of $3 million coming from the private sector, Metro's Special Event Fund, and the Visitors Corporation. In return, officials say the economic impact will be massive, especially as the smallest host city ever selected by the NFL. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.